This is Ozarks at Large. J.D. Clayton is a relatively new voice in our local music scene, but his voice commands attention. When he held a release concert last fall for his debut EP, he sold out Harry's Downtown in Fort Smith, and the line stretched outside, people waiting to get in. He recently performed in Fayetteville, and while he was in town, he stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF for a chat with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. And while he was in the studio, he performed a few songs as well.
This is a song called 22, and it's the first track on my EP, my debut EP that I put out last November. So,
I've been working hard for a while, harder than I thought I'd ever do. But I still know nothing and haven't got a clue, even at the old age of 22. I think I'm in love. There's a chance she might love me too, but I never would have guessed that I'd end up with you. Just never can tell. 22. And ain't it crazy how we all think that we know something? Listen, baby, I'm just learning how to do the walking, but it's about the right thing you do, and more about the people you choose, and less about the win or lose. You don't have to figure it out at 22. There's a lot of folks done me wrong, but I can guarantee I've done things they could sue. Well, it was easy to love and so hard to forgive you. Life's so hard at 22. And ain't it crazy how we all think that we know something? Listen, baby, I'm just learning how to do the walking, but it's about the right thing you do, and more about the people you choose, and less about the win or the lose. Oh, you don't have to figure it out. 22.
That was beautiful.
Thank you very much. Little off tune on that last note there.
It's all right. It's all right. What do you think it is about the age of 22 that makes people, I don't know, introspective? Because, I mean, yours isn't the first song I've heard about 22. I mean, Paul Simon, Neil Young.
Yeah.
They've all talked about being 22.
Right, yeah. Taylor Swift, too.
Yeah, exactly.
No, man, I don't know. I just think that at that age, we are all just so consumed with ourselves, and we don't realize yet that it, basically, life has nothing to do with us. And, you know, so I guess I found myself just wrapped up in, you know, what I was supposed to do career-wise. You know, I wanted to be successful. I didn't know what that looked like. You know, there's just virtually no answer, you know, unless I guess you're wanting to be a doctor or, you know, something that has kind of a defined career path. Virtually had zero idea what I wanted to do, so
right.
That's kind of what led to this song. And yeah, I just think that it's kind of scary sometimes, but it all works out.
Let's rewind a little bit though.
Yeah.
I mean, what got you started in music in the first place?
So my dad is a longtime music lover, and he's a huge Jack Johnson and John Mayer fan. And when I was, you know, I forget what age I was, much younger than I am now, my dad got me a, I forget even what it was. It was just a really small, like a youth guitar. So that kind of sparked interest. And I distinctly remember, you know, him sitting on the back porch with his guitar, and he just had, you know, some Jack Johnson tabs open and was playing, I guess it was In Between Dreams. He was just playing that CD over and over, trying to learn the songs. And so, you know, that image is just grafted into my mind, and that kind of sticks with me. Also, my grandfather was a banjo player in a bluegrass band for years, and so part of my love for music started with just wanting to play along with him, whether that was harmonica or guitar, just trying to be able to sit down and play music with him. So that was, I guess, both of those situations kind of led to where I am now.
So what made you jump from that to releasing your debut EP last year? What made you want to put something out there?
I had been trying to write music all throughout my years at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith, and started playing kind of around town. And I guess I was a sophomore in college. I had just driven back and forth to Nashville and tried to, you know, record some songs, and was very unsuccessful in doing that. The songwriting wasn't there, obviously, and I just wasn't ready, and I was kind of trying to force it. And so it took my sophomore, junior, and senior year to kind of figure all that out. And after I graduated, I met this guy in Nashville, and a guy named Thomas Doolin, and I kind of shared my story with him and the struggles that I had had in recording music, and we sat down and took the five songs that are on the EP, and we kind of planned out a vision for it and went from there, and now it's out. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, long story, but there you have it.
Well, I'd like to talk with you a little bit more about it, but would you mind playing us another song first?
Yeah, for sure. This is a song that I wrote for my now wife. It's called Brown Haired Blue Eyed Baby, and she has brown hairs and blue eyes, so it works out. She has brown hair, not brown hairs.
In a city bus, my eyes caught her on a park bench. She's taking pictures of herself and thinks she's something else. Hit a smile, make me want to melt. She got long brown hair and off white tank top. Gotta keep my eyes up, my heartbeat just won't stop. And I don't know if you're seeing somebody, but I want to make you mine. Yeah, and tell me, do you need a man? And tell me, can I hold your hand? And tell me, will you understand? Oh, if I call you mine. Oh, my brown head and blue eyed baby. Oh, my brown head and blue eyed baby. No. Bottle coffee down at the corner store. Talk for hours and hours on end. She talking those things and these things and everything in between. Nights, smiling out my head. She held on to my arm as we walked real far down to the river bank. I said I love you so, and I want you to know that you're the one for me. And tell me, girl, you need a man. And tell me, can I hold your hand? And tell me, will you understand? Oh, if I call you mine. Oh, my brown head and blue eyed baby. My brown head and blue eyed baby. Oh. Oh, yes, I can call you my, you my. Oh, you my. My brown head and blue eyed girl. You my, you my, you my, you my. My brown head and blue eyed girl. You my, you my, you my, you my. My brown and blue, I'd call you mine, you might, oh, you might, a brown head, blue-eyed baby.
That was excellent.
Thanks, man.
That's
appreciate
a beautiful
it.
Love song.
Thank you very much.
So, the way you just played that song, it's got a definite Americana roots vibe, but on the EP, it's definitely got the blues sound to it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, without that electric guitar behind it and that riff, yeah, it's tough to kind of get that vibe out. But, yeah, I mean, it's the original way that I recorded it was very, folky and Americana. And when we got into the studio, we had a guy named Cody Fry and Rich Brinsfield. Cody has toured with Ben Rector and Rich plays bass for Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. Those guys kind of just looked at each other and started messing around with that opening riff that's kind of like something like that. Mm-hmm. So we kind of built the song around that lick, and it just happened to kind of have that really rich bluesy sound. But I'm not as talented as them and can't do it justice on the acoustic. So,
do they help you out on other parts of the album as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Thomas Doolin, the producer, hired them out knowing that they come to the table bringing their own styles and also being able to write their own parts within the song. And so that was a huge blessing during the record writing process, just to have them in the room with us. So,
but you're not only a guitarist and a singer and a songwriter. You play other instruments as well, right?
Yeah, I play the last track on the EP, Easy Living, I wrote on piano, and it's mainly a piano-driven song. I play ukulele a little bit, dabbled with banjo after my grandfather, and then I play harmonica some. But I had originally started out on the drums when I was in junior high and just played for a church band, and just all these things kind of compile and lead to where I am now. So
how did that knowledge of instrumentation, how did that build? You started out with percussion, and then how did you build off of that?
Well, I think it just, I'm not very talented in any specific one of those. I mean, guitar is probably one of my strong suits, but I think it just helps with the songwriting process. You have a knowledge for what each of the instruments can and could do in a song, even if that's not, what the song ends up being in the end once it's mastered. During the writing process, you're able to form a vision around that song by knowing what other instruments can do and can improve a song,
Well, speaking of instruments, you normally perform with a four-piece band, right?
Yeah. I've got some guys that are some of my good friends and some that I grew up with in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And then we've got another guy who sits in with us sometimes named Job Smoot. He actually goes to school here in Fayetteville. Between a four and five piece, but we actually had a nine piece at my album release, my EP release party.
Nine piece?
Yeah, we had three background singers, and it was crazy, but we had a good time.
You sold that show out at Harry's Downtown, right?
Yeah. I forget the number of people that came out. I think it was somewhere around 250. It's a smaller venue, and they had a line going out the door. So for somebody who's like never done anything like that, it was just, I was in awe, and we ripped into the first song that night, and I looked down at my hands, and my hand was just shaking. It was an unbelievable experience. I'll never forget it.
So what have you got coming up for April and the rest of 2019?
So I'll be heading back out to Nashville in May to record two new songs that I'll release as singles this year. They will be a little bit more on the Americana folk rock side of things. Still, they'll have, blues influences and soul influences. But I think that, we're really going to try to make something that gets people out of their chair and, really enjoy music this summer, I guess. Something they can enjoy this summer. That's what I'm trying to say.
I got you.
Yeah.
And where can people find out more about your music?
So jdclaytonmusic.com is where I have most of my stuff, but usually through Instagram and Facebook, just under JD Clayton Music, is where I kind of post everything. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, JD, this has been an absolute pleasure. Would you mind closing us out with one more song?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so this one is called fall in bed, and it's just kind of a ballad of, I guess, the good and also bad times that can occur during a relationship. So.
I'm a rockin' man, lovin' man. No fame, no game, just an ordinary. Just one love, if lovin's there. She's slow, just feeling safe, glory days. Blank face, steadin' right into the mirror maze. Babe, hold me tight while I'm crying. I fall in bed with you in the night. You fake your smile, it's a lie. I read the paper, you read the mail. Oh, you'll never love me like I love you. She's out there somewhere, living life and waiting for me. If I'm the one who's in love, don't face on the floor in the city way. She left me out to cry alone again. Don't tell me you're a friend. I fall in bed with you in the night. Fake your smile, it's a lie. I read the paper, you read the mail. For me, you'll never love me like I love you. And when I'm 64, will you still love me every day? One more. Sing me up to sleep as we both fall in bed. Oh, babe, I fall in bed with you in the night. You fake your smile, it's a lie. I read the paper, you read the mail. Oh, but you'll never love me like I love you.
Wow. JD, that was beautiful.
Thanks, man. Really
appreciate it. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
That was J.D. Clayton speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis earlier this year inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. J.D. will perform beginning at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at Neumeyer's Rib Room in Fort Smith. He'll also perform next Saturday, April 27th, as part of Sippin' on 6th Street, an event hosted at the Clayton House. That begins 6:30, April 27th, a Saturday night. You can keep up with J.D.'s music at facebook.com/JD Clayton Music.